It is Tuesday morning. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonese, and we are broadcasting this morning live from the White House, getting you the scoop, trying to get some answers on the president's tax plan, because everybody wants to know how is it going to affect me. To answer some of those questions right now, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me, and thanks for being here at the White House with us today.
Really nice to have you. I want to ask you about the big news yesterday. Mitch McConnell shows up at the White House. They have that lunch, come out and do the press briefing, and tax reform play is obviously at the center of much of this. And I wonder, you know, the president seems to be under a bunch of pressure from people on the outside, Steve Bannon, Ken Cuccinelli, other conservatives, to not have confidence in Mitch McConnell. Yet he comes out, voices support for him yesterday. Is this moment, this tax reform plan, is this the thing on which his confidence in Mitch McConnell hinges?
Look, I think his confidence hinges in their relationship. They have a great relationship. They speak regularly. But I think the biggest thing here is you talk about outside pressure. I think the pressure really is on from the American people for all of these individuals to come together. For some reason or another, everyone elected them to come here to do something, to work together, and to get things done. And tax reform being at the top of the list for demands that we've heard that people want. They want to see some change. And you've got two people committed, willing, and wanting to make sure that happens.
How important, I know the president golfed with Rand Paul this weekend. How important was that exchange in getting Rand Paul over to his side on tax reform? And how close does the White House feel like you guys are to getting those 50 votes for this budget resolution?
Look, we're confident we're going to push through on the budget. I believe that's tomorrow. My days are kind of running together. Sometimes it's hard to remember if it's Monday or Friday. But I think we feel very good about that. We know that that's an important step in the tax process. And look, this is a president who's very hands-on. He's going directly to members and making the case on why we need to get this done, how it's going to impact people in their state in a positive way. And I think that he and Senator Paul, while they disagree on a lot of things, they have a very good relationship. I think they have the ability to be very candid with one another, and I think we're going to get there on the budget, and then certainly get there on tax reform.
Behind the scenes, how hands-on is the president in crafting the details of this bill?
The president's very engaged. This is something that is, you know, at the heart of who he is. He's a businessman. He's somebody who, you know, has spent a lifetime focusing on kind of the ups and downs of a market, how different tax rates may impact both his companies, the people that work at his companies. He's somebody who has a better understanding, I think, given his background on how a tax reform and tax cuts can really impact every American. I think you see that reflected in the broadness of this framework.
We wanted to talk to you about the something that, being a New Yorker, the president will understand, not being able to subtract state and local taxes, not to be able to deduct those from your taxes. I would think that that's something that he really understands and understands how important it is to states like Maryland and New Jersey and New York and other high tax states.
Certainly, and I think this is one of the, you know, kind of common themes that people want to attack. But if you look at it, only 30% of people actually itemize. You take that and you combine that with the larger standard deduction and the larger child tax credit, that's going to outweigh a lot of the loss that you might have from the state and local tax deductions.
So what is the president's feeling on that? Is the president behind keeping that?
Getting rid of that deduction?
Getting rid of that deduction, or is he wants to keep the deduction?
The president's laid out his framework, and he's still consistent and on board with where we are right now. He knows that there is somewhat of a negotiation that may have to take place. We're certainly not going to do that in the press, but right now we're very committed to where we are in the framework, and that hasn't changed since we've started. Uh-huh.
I want to ask you about sort of next steps on the health care bill. He talked about it yesterday and the fact that they need to keep these subsidy payments going in the form of Congress paying for them if they're going to do it. How long can we expect those subsidy payments? What does the president want? What does he want out of Congress here for health care?
Well, I mean, I think he has said pretty clearly, ideally, he'd love to repeal and replace Obamacare completely. Until then, he is taking steps to help improve the system, whether it's through through executive order that allows more flexibility, or whether it's in some cases the CSR payments were frankly not necessarily a lawful process, and making sure that we aren't overstepping, but we actually have a lawful process moving forward.
Is he supportive of the Alexander Murray bill in order to keep to shore up these health insurance markets?
I don't think we've seen a finalized package of that yet, and we're not going to weigh in on draft legislation until we have a little bit better understanding of what that final product may look like.
Okay.
But we're certainly on board with actions that will provide greater flexibility, certainly give more flexibility to the states. That's something the president's been a big advocate of, and ultimately lower cost and provide more insurance, something that you don't see through Obamacare. I think a competition is a big piece that we would like to see in any health care plan moving forward. That's one of the big pieces that's been missing, I think, out of the last couple of years.
Last question for you, and this is not a commentary on your ability to do a press briefing, but can we see the president do more press briefings?
We'll certainly put that in. I'm always happy to let him take the questions for the day, and I think it's both beneficial to him and to the American people to get to hear directly from the president, and I know that there's no one that's a better messenger for his agenda and for his policy initiatives than him. And so, he takes questions pretty regularly, whether it's on the way to Marine One or in the Rose Garden. I think you may see some more of that from time to time.
All right, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, very grateful to have you join us on Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a real pleasure.
Thanks for being here. It's 844 on WMAL.
Harris.